traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm scared.
It's Monday. Welcome back to Impulsive.
Hey guys.
The number one podcast in the entire world.
Worldwide.
Thank you to everyone for listening, viewing, watching. We love all of you, except if you suck. And if you are yet subscribed, make sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify. There's a reason I'm doing that, guys. There's this thing on the internet called ASMR.
It's so cool.
I have been so intrigued by this topic. I'm sure you've seen the videos of like people whispering and like scratching the mic and like cracking chips or cutting bars of soap, you know? I was laying in bed with a girl one time and we found ourselves watching soap get cut for 2 hours.
Yeah,
I was up till 4 a.m. watching soap get cut.
It'll happen.
Because it sounds so good when the little cubicles just like go. Anyways, we have an ASMR girl here today. She's one of our guests. I'm going to get into that shortly. I'm so excited because ASMR is so intriguing to me. But okay, also, for the first time ever in Impulsive history, that's right, all 14 episodes. We have two guests on today. It's going to be a split episode. Did you know this? We managed to secure a spot on Access Hollywood.
How is that possible?
I have no idea.
Why would they want to do that?
I have
That's
no
strange.
Idea. So like mainstream media is coming back around to Logan Paul. Hopefully I don't say something on later on that ruins my career. fingers crossed. But I want to introduce our first guest. Guys, first and foremost, introducing our first guest first. Before anything else, prior. She's 13. She's got 1.3 million YouTube subscribers and is one of the biggest memes on the internet. She consumes 12,000 calories a day. Wow. She's sassy. She's a queen. She's ASMR guru, McKenna Kelly, aka Life of Mac.
Hi. Woo.
Oh, sorry.
Hey. Hi.
How are you?
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Yo, you have the voice for it.
How did you get so good at that?
It's natural.
You can talk like at a regular decibel level, right?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, amazing. So first things first, you're 13. Why did your parents let you on the show?
Since you DM'd me on Instagram, I was freaking out that you wanted me on your podcast. And so my mom was like, OMG McKenna, we are doing this.
Yes. So, love you, by the way, mom.
Thank you, mom.
They're in the room. Thank you, mom. We all love you for that.
And dad.
Pretty cool guys. Pretty cool people. We are, what year were you born?
2005.
Wow.
I was 2 years out of high school. That is weird.
That is crazy. So, guys, we are going to be socially conscious of your age. We're going to try not to swear. We actually have a swear jar here, just in case we do swear. And every time we cuss, we're going to put $20 in the jar, and you can keep the money. but ASMR, you're the queen.
Thank you.
You are taking over the world with ASMR. Stands for, correct me if I'm wrong, autosensory meridian response.
Yeah, autonomous sensory meridian.
Autonomous.
Sense.
Wow.
What is that? What is ASMR?
So basically I discovered it like randomly. I looked it up and it's to help you sleep, kind of like, I don't know, it just For me, it works. I fall asleep to it. But it's
so you watched ASMR videos before mm-hmm. you started making them?
Yeah. I thought it was really weird, though, until, like, it was really popular. And so I, like, first started my channel. And I was like, oh, I got to get my channel going. So I'm going to try this ASMR. And so I posted my ASMR videos and just continued. And it worked.
Well, you literally do have the voice for it. I don't know if you guys can hear, but when she talks, there's like a slight like popping noise that happens in your mouth.
Yeah.
And when you whisper, it's that much more prominent. Can I play some of your viral ASMR videos?
Yeah, sure.
This is the first one that I saw. If someone owns the license to this, please don't claim the video. There's got to be some sort of fair use argument I can make, but
I think you saying please is fair.
That's fair enough.
Okay. So this is the first one I saw of you. And also, by the way, if you don't know what ASMR is, you are in for a surprise because you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. I happen to love it. Oh, you hate to see that.
What's that caption above the video?
Welcome to
Oh my God, you're cringing so hard.
Airline. Excuse me, sir. You look stupid. Or, confused. Okay. Thank you. Mr. Loserton. I think Loserton fits you perfectly.
Why are you so sassy?
Looking at you.
My mom wrote the script. Spot, they get more views.
You sit far back by the toilet. Melissa, when you're coming down with all the drinks, make sure you hit him in his arm with your car.
You want what?
More. More.
Okay.
Okay, the bathrooms are right there. Can you walk to the bathrooms?
Why are you just a sassy flight attendant? Just whispering at people in yelling form.
Yeah, it's kind of weird like doing that to a camera.
Yeah.
Acting like it's someone. But we have a few non-sassy role plays. It's just like the sassy ones tend to get more views. So, you know, got to get the view.
You got to get the views.
Yeah.
Got to get the views.
They're more fun.
How did you get that plane?
Yeah, how did you get that plane?
Do you have a plane off?
No.
Off YouTube money already? Is that,
no. Green screen.
Are you making good money off these ASMR videos?
Yeah, I actually like my mom controls all that kind of stuff.
Hey, mom. How much money is she making? She makes more than you do?
Yeah.
Wow.
How does that make you feel?
Proud.
Proud.
That's right. Yeah.
That is amazing. How do you feel about that? You make more money than your parents and you're 13.
I'm really grateful. It's like better for like when I get older, saving up for college.
You're going to save.
Car. So it's really, really nice. And I'm super grateful. So that way I don't need to like worry.
Who would have thought that by whispering and like scratching microphones that you would have been like starting such a successful career? Like you have a career and you're 13. When I was 13, I wasn't making any money. I was being a little ugly acne faced kid in high school.
Well,
in preschool.
Not, I mean, that's not fair. You were getting
kind of cute.
Yeah, you were getting started.
I was
right?
kinda, yeah, you were kind of cute.
Were you making videos yet?
No. So, no way. Yes, I was.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, I was. Yeah. But I wasn't as famous as her. What's it like having 1.3 million subscribers at 13? Like, do you get recognized?
Oh, yeah. When I had like 100,000, maybe like one person recognized me in like Target. But now, pretty much everywhere I go, there's someone who recognizes me. And I always like know if they know me or not, just because they like stare at me and then they talk to their friends and they like point to their phone. And then sometimes they don't even come up and say hi.
Yeah.
Because they're like scared or something.
You're very intimidating.
Yeah. I've never been so nervous to interact.
Terrified. Neither, yeah, same.
Like horrified.
You see how far Spencer's sitting away from you?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm nervous.
I'm sorry.
She's very tiny in real life, guys. It's interesting because you have this huge personality online. And you even do right now, but like I can like when people see me in real life, number one comment is you're always bigger than I expected. Cause I'm like 6'2" and you're probably just like this intimidating ASMR girl whispering at people and calling them losers. Hey, so Mr. Loserton, go back to your seat. This is for first class customers only.
I'm a bit of a rookie with ASMR. Was ASMR created to help people go to sleep and now it's evolved to what does it evolve to? I don't get it.
It turned into such a huge trend all of the sudden. I don't know when. I think like after I uploaded the honeycomb video, it was just like, oh, this girl's doing it. So I have to post a honeycomb video. It just kind of like took off from there. Because when I first started It wasn't really huge, but it just took off randomly.
This honeycomb video that you just referenced, I have it here. So you just eat a honeycomb. And what was the title of the video? It's like sticky noise chewing. What was it? This, I'm so intrigued by all of this. ASMR sticky honeycomb. And by the way, the reason I think you go viral is because people put these like out of context. Someone captioned this, me watching my own life fall apart, wondering what's going to happen next.
Oh, that's amazing.
They're really funny. My ears.
So you just sit here and chew on a honeycomb.
Is this a, so you do this thing called mukbangs? Is that a version of this? Is it
No, like, I don't know if you guys have seen, but I did like a Taco Bell one where I just like got a $5 box from there. And I just pretty much eat and just talk about how my day was. I find them like, it's really weird how people like enjoy that, because I'm just talking about stuff that no one probably cares about. But they're just pretty popular and they're fun because I get to eat food.
I saw your Wendy's one. Now, are those sponsored?
No. Are you doing sponsored deals yet? You are?
Yeah.
Smart.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I saw you eating like what were you eating from Wendy's? Like a junior bacon cheeseburger or something like that?
Yeah, cheeseburger and some fries.
If I say the word demographic, oh my God, what does that mean to you?
I have no clue what that even means. Do you know?
You know. Who is it?
Who is her demographic?
You got to tell me.
Yeah.
Mostly
18 to 24-year-old females. Those are the people watching you. Demographic is like your audience. Okay, so.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I read somewhere that you did not know what a meme was before you became one of the biggest ones on the internet.
Yeah. After my honeycomb video, everyone started like making these memes, as you guys probably know. And so my mom was like, the first one we saw, I don't even remember what it was, but my mom saw it and she was like, McKenna, someone's made a meme of you. And I was like, what's a meme?
No.
And she was like, oh, they're just like funny little sayings that people look at. And
you knew
like,
this? You're pretty hip.
Yeah.
You're hipper than my mom. Yeah. I love you, by the way, mom. It's just like,
you're a cool mom.
Yeah.
You're that mom that everyone wants to, that's the house you want to go hang out
at.
And she showed me some like memes. I just didn't think they were funny until I looked some up. I found some funny, but I don't find them like hilarious.
That time she said what we were all thinking.
Some people are just real stupid.
Such a fact.
Can you please stop looking at me? I know I'm pretty, and that's why they call me the Ginger Jenner.
Oh my God.
Picture with me.
Yo, this is hilarious. You are so funny. I love the sass. Yeah. That's why I introduced you as the sass queen.
Yeah.
Is that what you say to your fans?
No.
Whenever.
And you whisper at them in real life,
you want to take a picture with me? Just do it. I'm pretty.
No? What's the interaction with your fans look like?
If someone comes up to me, they're like, hey, can I have a picture? I'm like, yeah, of course. And I just like, how's your day going? We just like talk. And then they eventually have to leave. So we just say goodbye.
Do they ask you to whisper, to do ASMR in person?
No, but a lot of people ask me just to take a picture and like do a video saying like, can you say hi to my best friend for me? She'd be so jealous. So I just do it. But no, nobody's asked me to like whisper randomly, so I mean, that's kind of a good thing.
question for you. Did you have braces when you started doing it? Like when you did your first video?
Yeah.
So I had braces great job, mom. Obviously, it's important. Did as much as you like or don't like them now, do you think that your ASMR will change like once you get those taken? Like, how will that affect your
game?
What
if that popping noise goes away?
Are you scared about that?
No, I'm actually kind of excited to get my braces off. I don't think it would sound different or anything. Everyone comments that, like, whenever I talk, my mouth makes, like, this popping noise.
I notice it immediately.
I don't notice it. I don't know.
Check it out. This person tweeted, that little ginger ASMR girl is the savior we needed.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
It is so true.
So true.
Are you here to save planet Earth? Because 2018 has been shit.
Cough it up.
Oh,
no. That's two. That's two, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, dude.
We can't, this is going to be tough. We can't swear around you. You're the youngest guest we've had, you know, 13 years old, born in 2005. That's, you just made $60. Congratulations.
You beat Jacob Sartorius by like 2 years.
So how do you feel having such fame at a young age? Like, are you fully aware of what's happening with your life? And be honest with me.
Sort of. It's really exciting, especially for my mom and for just like my family. They never expected me, a 13-year-old, to go really big. And neither did I. I just thought I'd still have 100 subscribers just casually doing it. Mm-hmm. But now that it's gotten so big, it's more like, we got to get this done. We got to get this done than like having 100 subscribers and being like, oh, I can film that later. So it's more, it's really, really fun. I like when everyone says hi, but yeah.
Just taking a sip of wine before betraying Jesus.
Yo, the attitude that you have, this is it feels like they have, people have so much fun with you on Twitter. Like, I feel like Twitter is like the go-to for this.
That had 11.7 million views.
Bro, and that's on amazing. One medium.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a conversation with the teacher that was like, hey, you're not going to do that? Like, you're not going to be successful doing this?
Yeah.
Did anybody talk to you about that?
No.
Are you in school, public school?
Yeah.
You still are?
That's awesome.
Wow.
I love that.
So when Jake, my brother, Jake Paul, by the way, just curious, who do you like more, just Jake or Logan Paul? I'm just curious.
I hope he's not watching this. you.
Ooh. No problem. Join the rest of the internet. Subscribe. Just kidding. I love you, Jake. I love you. When Jake left school to go pursue Vine at 17, he dropped out of high school. He got his GED later, but his teacher hit him with the, so what are you going to do when Vine dies? What are you going to do when social media doesn't exist? And he's like, man, like, you are thinking so basic. But I find it interesting that you're still in school. Is it like, do you get bullied or picked on at school? I find this happens with...
I don't. I've seen other like YouTubers my age like have to like get out of school because of that kind of stuff, especially for like the stuff I'm doing. It's like pretty weird for me. But no, when I first got to school on like the first day, nobody knew who I was. And so I was like, I honestly don't think anybody knows me in my school. So that might be a good thing. And my mom was like, oh no, everyone knows you, McKenna. Because that's like just when I posted my honeycomb video, school started shortly after that. And then like the next week, it was just like one person would know me and then like share it with all their friends. Pretty much everyone in the school knows me. It's now like in the hallway, everyone's like, life with Mac. I'm like, hi.
So you're in eighth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Is your school seventh and eighth grade combined, or what's the?
Yeah, it's seventh and eighth. And it's sixth, seventh, and eighth grade.
I cannot believe you aren't getting bullied. Literally every young creator I talk to says like, yo, the kids in my school, like they don't treat me the right way because of like what I'm doing on the internet. But that's great. Maybe you come from like a special place. Where are you from?
I was born in Colorado and then I moved to Virginia.
Where are you at? Where do you live now?
Colorado.
Okay, yeah. Colorado's great. Maybe that's
great
why.
People.
Colorado's
great
amazing. Because, also the reason I ask is like online, do you get any sort of hate? Because look at you posted this Instagram picture, flawless, by the way. Good job.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. I wish I had skin like this. This is amazing. You said, you captioned it, guess what I'm doing for my last day here in LA? I'm feeling impulsive.
Ooh. Intriguing.
By the way, the number one podcast in the world. Like and subscribe. But I noticed you disabled the comments.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Mom, was that you?
Mom, did it get ugly,
did
Mom?
Did you disable the comments?
I tried to comment, and the comments were disabled.
Maybe she has you blocked.
And well, maybe it went so viral.
No, look, see this comment. No, Mac, don't collab with Logan Paul. Please don't.
Like, I'm sure. Leave Jake and Logan to flop by themselves, Queen.
Wow. Man,
like, how are these
Christian? Stop being so extra. With are that
these
comment.
Do these get to you? Do comments get to you like this?
They don't. My parents have talked to me about this, but I don't even see the comments. I don't really like look. I might look for through the first 30 comments on like my YouTube videos or something. But if I see something, I just delete it and don't really let it get to me.
Nice.
But I do definitely get a lot of hate, especially on that honeycomb video.
What like? But what's the hate?
It's just like, oh, you're so gross. You're so ugly. And then I posted this picture on Instagram. Whenever I'm wearing like shorts, everyone's like, you're showing too much skin and I hate you. And it's just like, okay.
So what did your parents say about that hate?
Well, my mom looks through it and so does my stepdad. And they just delete it. So they just say, ignore it. Don't let it get to you. And...
Yo, you got to be a special kind of a-hole to roast a 13-year-old girl making ASMR videos.
Honestly, that says so much about the person who's writing it and nothing about you. Always remember that when someone says something like that to you, that says everything about them and nothing about you. Literally, it's jealousy, hate, insecurity coming out of them and like projectile vomit of just crap.
It's a projection of their own emotions, how they feel about themselves.
It means nothing about you.
So, what do you want to do when you grow up?
I really want to become a teacher or an actress.
Oh, nice. Really? You totally could.
Yeah.
You totally could. You playing like characters in your videos, like flight attendants and stuff. What if you got a flight attendant role? Is that a dream job?
Probably not a flight attendant. I'd really just want to be, it really depends. I just like the whole entire cameras and
what do you think about our setup? Do you approve?
Yes.
There's four cameras.
Mine's definitely not as this like.
Yeah, I feel you. But okay, so what is your ASMR setup? Do you have a special microphone?
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
So I film on this side of my room next to my bed. I have a lamp that I use and I have like these like cheap Amazon lights that I use and like my Blue Yeti microphone. And I film on my iPad.
You do?
Yeah.
But who edited like that green screen video? Who put in the plane in the back? Who's editing?
Me.
No, stop.
You did the green screen?
Yeah. That one wasn't my best one because I was using this other app, but we got this one, other one.
I thought that was a real plane. I'm not kidding. Like, I literally thought that was a real plane. You are incredible.
Do you know most kids your age want to be YouTubers when they grow up? And you're already there.
You're doing it.
Everyone in my school since... they see how big I've gotten. They're like, oh my gosh, I should really create a YouTube channel. Like, I'll be just as big as her. And I'm like, it's not that easy.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it is not that easy.
But that said, still try it. Still try
Still try it, sure.
So do a lot of them say that and they don't do it?
Yeah.
You put in the work. You grind.
Yeah, there's this kid in my science class. When I sat next to him, he was like, oh, I have a YouTube channel. I'll write it down and you can like,
you can shout it out for him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How great is that, man? Super dope. She's definitely going to shout you out. For sure. Right here on Impulsive.
The number one podcast in the world.
Yo, so here are some of your titles. 3.8 million views. ASMR, eating bursting boba. Popping sounds. ASMR, eating aloe vera leaf.
That was disgusting.
That can't be healthy. What are you doing for that?
I heard it's good for your skin.
No, that's healthy.
You can eat aloe vera?
Absolutely.
Spectacular.
Yeah. It's really bad.
Can you play one of these?
ASMR sassy dentist. I would play one, but we got the real thing right here.
Yeah.
Ooh, good
we,
point.
Can we do some ASMR?
Yeah, of course.
Is there any advice you can give me for when I like talk? When I talk, do I need to pop my voice like this?
You don't. You just have to whisper as if you're whispering into somebody's ear, Yeah, and don't talk like too fast because then you'll run out of breath.
Amazing. Hey, can we do an ASMR? Can you boost the levels? Because I want to. Again, if you do not like ASMR, you should probably stop watching this.
Because yeah, like, subscribe real quick though.
Subscribe and then dip because
warned.
You know? Do you know a lot of people are like they cringe at it. They're like Because
they turn into turkeys.
They turn into a hawk and they fly. You good, bro? Uh-oh.
No, because it gives you like a tingling that sensation down your spine. You know those little things you put on your skull? And you and they
hats?
No,
they look like wigs.
Not hats.
Right?
Like beanie caps?
No. The what? You rub it down your head and it like... you.
Oh,
like,
shampoo. Ah,
yeah? Shampoo.
Nah, fuck y'all.
There you go. Drop it on in there, brother. I hate Looks you. Like you guys are eating a good dinner tonight.
On us. On us. Kelly family. My roommate, Evan, not these two, he hates ASMR.
Oh, really?
I can see that. We told him you were coming and he was not happy. He goes, I just don't get it. I'm like... What is there to get? Where she's doing, she's whispering in her microphone and like cracking chips and stuff. Like,
in all fairness, he also hates everything.
He hates most things.
Probably explains it.
But he likes sports.
Kinda, some days.
Anyways. I'm so flabbergasted that this is a thing. Like, this
That's
is
what
amazing.
I'm saying.
This is why I love it. It's just because there's so many things to do in this world that you wouldn't expect that it makes a living.
Yeah, bro.
It's crazy.
And we have one of the best in the world right now. Let's turn up these freaking audio levels. We are doing ASMR segment. What do we do first?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You brought stuff, by the way, guys. She brought stuff.
Yes. Okay. So.
She's so good at it.
It's like there's like a little bit of spit that like stays and it's like...
Do you hear it? Watch.
I'm sorry.
All right, let the pro do it. Stop.
You,
okay.
You brought materials.
I did.
Which one? Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
Can I do the pop rocks?
Yeah.
You grab something too.
Oh, gosh,
I'm going to grab something for
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
Should we do the honeycomb?
Yeah.
She brought honeycomb. I don't want that.
Is it vegan?
It's is honey.
Let me check.
Is honey vegan? It comes from an insect.
I think it's vegan, but vegan bees. They use vegan bees.
Vegan bees.
Yeah. I think all bees are vegan. I don't know. Some eat cows.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Where's my supplies? Why have you left me to die here with nothing?
Here, you do the pop rocks.
No, you said that. Give me the next thing. Okay.
Eat the pop rocks.
$20.
Shit.
Fuck.
God. Fuck, I literally just
you know what? I'm putting all of it in
there. Hey. off camera, I want to tell you guys something.
No, don't say it.
It's not Mike's fucking
money. It's not my money. I didn't have any money.
It's my money.
I didn't have any cash.
So he feels free to spend all
Wait, hold on. I have my credit card.
Do you take Square? Do you have Square?
Do you take Chase Sapphire Preferred?
All right. Lead us, McKenna.
This is really weird.
with us, fam.
Wow.
I think you have a future in this. I'm done vlogging. And from now on, I'm Logan Paul ASMR.
Okay.
Pop Rocks are delicious, by Amazing. The way. It's been a while.
Amazing. Can we let them?
I think your honeycomb's ready.
Oh, yes. I'm really excited for this one. I don't want to touch this at all. It's really sticky.
It just makes me sick looking at it.
I know, it's disgusting. Can you give it to Spencer, please? I'm serious.
No.
No, she's got this.
Okay.
Can you give me something, please? I have nothing over here. I feel like an idiot. Is that body lotion?
It's girl sun, and I hope you don't mind.
Should I do so? No, okay. She's opening the honeycomb. She's putting her... What do you do with the body lotion that Mike has? What should I do?
Put it on your hands.
Yeah.
And then rub your hands together really slow.
Wait, sorry.
Close to Mike.
Saving those like really shitty stores at the mall that sell all that crap that nobody wants to buy. Like all this, but this stuff is terrible.
The dollar store is in business only because of you.
Stock prices are driving through the roof.
You just said a bad word. I don't swear, so I have extra money.
Okay, hold on. Question, Mac. Do you know about the other side of the spectrum? People like me who can't stop yelling all the time.
Yeah.
Because I want to start a new one where it's just constantly being at a volume that's unacceptable for the room.
You would be so good at that.
You would be amazing. Hey, parents, question. Do you ever get worried about, like, weirdos, like, watching her?
That's a great question.
There's got to be some weird
people. The dad's like, I don't give a fuck.
Dad's got her back.
Yeah.
Stop swearing.
Oh, birthday cake or dirty dishwater. I'm scared. Ew. Ah, it's so bad.
What the fuck is this podcast?
What is happening right now? You're literally gonna make like $400.
You don't have to produce a video this week.
be snoring.
I'm not going to school, Mom. What happened? What just happened, McKenna?
We got your snoring.
Oh, God, that was crazy. Damn, who knew sand smashing would work better than Valium? It's incredible. You could replace the whole prescription industry overnight. Just go smash some sand.
Hey, guys.
You good, bro?
Hey.
Oh my God.
What can you do with this animal? Just put his tongue up to the mic. Seen him lick his mouth that much.
Incredible.
He's a star.
He's an ASMR star. Call him ASMR.
No, he's licking the water you spit.
Oh. Sorry, Kong. Hey, do you guys want to go back to regular volume?
Yeah, sure.
Or do you want to, is there anything else?
We can go back to regular volume.
Are you sure you want me to go back or should I just see you?
Mike, you just stay.
Yeah, if you stay at that level.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay, we're back.
Turn the mics down, back to regular.
Wow. Ooh.
That is a lot.
Wow.
Actually, wow. That's that. Like, hearing myself talk at a normal level now.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
It's horrible.
You don't?
I really don't. This sucks. You're amazing, though.
Oh, thank you.
This is officially the messiest the table has been. My dog's an ASMR star. Wow.
Found out some new things today.
We really did.
It's like a form of meditation in a sense. Like, I feel relaxed.
Me too.
Right? Okay, listen, we have Access Hollywood coming on.
Are you sure about that, by
next.
The way?
No, I'm not. They're supposed to be here, right?
Yeah, I feel like it was maybe.
Oh, they are here. Danny says they are. Okay.
Okay.
Do you know what Access Hollywood is?
No.
Me either. I'm a digital star. I know nothing about traditional media, but apparently they're a big publication. But yo, thank you so much flying to LA and coming on the podcast, the number one podcast in the world.
Subscribe to Impulsive. Make sure to do so. The number one podcast in the world, wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, whatever. What's your channel? Where can they find you? Any big videos coming up?
Oh, Life with Knack on YouTube. Follow my Instagram, Life with Knack 2005. Thank you.
Oh, amazing. So thank you guys for watching. Before we go, you made about $400 because we swore in front of a 13-year-old. Sorry.
Unacceptable. We're trying to get better.
You get the money in this swear jar.
thank
you. I will see you soon. This is going to be a long, very long friendship. Access Hollywood coming on right now.
Hey, still me. You may notice McKenna's gone. So here's what happened. We went to do the Access Hollywood piece. They interviewed me. We interviewed them. And turned into an incredibly legendary, fruitful,
treasure,
fulfilling treasure of a conversation. Literally, what was supposed to be a 10-minute conversation turned into a full 45-minute piece. So we're going to separate the podcast. McKenna, thank you for doing the podcast. Fuck. All right, guys, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, wherever. And we will see you tomorrow for a very, very juicy segment with Access Hollywood. Again, subscribe. We're about to do an audio question and answer only with McKenna. Again, sorry, she's not.
This is so freaking confusing.
I know.
Like hours have passed.
We love you. We'll see you. Bye.
For our audio version only.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. We are still here with Life with Mac 2005. Who do you watch on YouTube, Young Mac?
I watch the Hayes family.
Oh.
I saw Austin on here one time.
He was here last night.
Very good friend.
Love Austin.
Awesome guy.
The Bram Fam.
I don't know if I want to talk whispery.
Wait. I got one whisper question.
All right, go for it.
So since you're making all your money from being quiet, will you get like a loud sports car? Will you get a Tesla? That sounds like, whoo.
That's a really solid question.
I hope.
You hope what?
Yeah.
That's not a valid answer. I asked you a by choice question. You need to actually select one of the options.
Then. No.
No, that's not. All right, fair enough.
What's the next question?
I feel like if she got a Tesla, that's almost no noise. So wouldn't it be better if they she got like a Lamborghini that was like,
question for you. If someone broke into your house, what would you scream, or would you be like, hey, excuse me? What are you doing here?
I scream.
Okay.
I actually hide.
See, everything she does is quiet. She would hide.
Hide quietly.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Have you ever thought about being a ninja?
No.
Something to consider.
Something to think about.
What did you think of YouTube Rewind?
I did not like it.
Neither did anyone.
I don't think anyone did.
Yeah.
It's the number one most disliked video.
One now.
Number one on YouTube ever.
Do you think if they put Logan Paul in it, it would still be number one most unliked? Or was it the entire Logan that disliked the video?
I think if I was in it, it would have twice the amount of dislikes.
hate to hear it.
Life of Mac. Your name is McKenna, but that also stands for something. What does Mac stand for?
Meaning acceptance and kindness.
Oh, wow. Great virtues to live by.
Great dreams.
What is your meaning? What is your meaning?
Who are you and what is your purpose?
Ginger baby inside my jeans. I'm actually really jealous. Like, I was supposed to be ginger. I really was. And my beard was ginger.
Beard is, yeah.
Do you have a soul?
Yes.
From this angle, it looks like you do.
I do.
You're a great person.
Thank you.
Have you seen that episode of South Park?
No.
That's the only reason I asked. It's like a rumor. It's just an urban myth, I guess.
Yeah, they say gingers have no soul.
That's what they say. You haven't heard that?
It's not true.
It's definitely not true.
Dude, gingers are on the come up.
Huge. Do you have any ginger people that you look up to?
No.
You just win. I don't like the direction this interview is went.
Do you have any ginger? Do you have any gingers that you look down on?
No.
So pretty much all eye level.
Yeah.
Audio Q&A only. I hope you guys enjoyed Life with Mac. Thank you for coming on again.
Thank you for having me.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.